Welcome to the Crude Life Media Network podcast. My name is Jason Spies. I'm an award-winning multimedia journalist. And on today's episode, we talk with Mary Anderson, the executive director from Able Inc., and Monty Bessler with Frackinator Consulting about some of the social work that they have going on out in the Bakken oil fields. In just a moment, our interview with Mary Anderson and Monty Bessler. But first, let's take a moment to remind you good folks to please support our sponsors. They literally keep the lights on. Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Go to coachingwithhatch.com for more information, or go ahead and send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I will personally make sure that Eric Hatch gets your email. That's Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. coachingwithhatch.com. Also, MBI Energy Services. For more information about MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job openings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. And now our interview with Mary Anderson, executive director from Able Inc., and Monty Bessler with Frackinator Consulting.
Hi, I'm Mary Anderson with Able Incorporated. I'm the executive director.
My name is Monty Bessler, and I'm with Frackinator Consulting. I work in the oil field, and I have a son who is a client there at Able.
Well, this is very interesting here. I came across your organization, and I thought this would be a fantastic story for our radio program, and possibly even, you know, the print side of things, if we incorporate the energy industry like this. So why don't we just start off by maybe, Mary, go ahead and talk about what your organization does and some of the services you're providing out there in Western North Dakota.
Oh, sure. Thank you, Jason. We are an organization that supports about 100 people with intellectual disabilities. We're located in the heart of the Bakken. We are in Bowman, Hettinger, Dickinson, but we really serve all of Southwest North Dakota. So we impact New England, Richardson Beach, Belfield, Telhart, Grassy Butte, Kildare. I don't know if I missed anybody, but we are, again, a group that supports lots of people in those locations. We provide residential supports. We provide employment supports. And really just try to get people out and network with the entire community.
And how about you, Monty? If you want to go ahead and just kind of talk about the services that you're receiving. I think you mentioned your son is receiving the services. So, you know, speaking on his behalf, what are you experiencing with Able?
Well, with Able, he's been there for, since the late 90s. And I don't know how to describe how pleased I am with the service he gets. He's been a resident there. He's the new buildings that Mary has built are fantastic, and they've got special security on the buildings to protect not only the individuals that are there, like my son Sterling, but also to give them privacy. Security for their own personal items. They have a very well set up bathing facilities for the handicapped. Large rooms with they can get around well if they're especially if they're wheelchair bound. They have a fantastic rec area in there where families can come and participate in things with the clients.
Are they living alone? Is this like an apartment, or is there multiple people living there?
Well, Jason, we actually have the opportunity to support people in many different ways. So I'm always very proud to announce that North Dakota has some of the best services really in the world. We've been told that by many professionals, consultants who are coming into North Dakota and seeing the services. So North Dakota really has the opportunity to support people with disabilities that are living in their own apartments and receiving very little support. And we have people who are living in apartments where the supports are more intense right on site. We have the group homes that Monty's talking about. So we have various levels. I'll take you to Bowman, North Dakota. We have just recently, and this has been great, Jason, with the North Dakota Housing Incentive Fund. So a beautiful program was set up in North Dakota when oil became very extreme and people were moving into our communities and there was no housing. Abel went down to Bowman, in to the community of Bowman, and talked about housing there because that was their number one need. And we collaborated with the community, we collaborated with Lutheran Social Services, and we were able to get a 26-unit apartment complex set up in that community. And thanks to so many people who contributed to the North Dakota Housing Incentive Funds with tax credits, that was a beautiful program and really benefited people. So the people there moved from a very small, compressed group home of 8 people, and they were able to get into their own apartments. So that is just such a testimony of what we were able to do in Oil Impact. We also then did that same thing in Dickinson, where people were in roommate situations. They just were not happy because they had to be in roommate with roommates. And we worked with Sullivan Construction, who constructed apartments on our behalf, and people were able to move out of really tense and traumatic roommates to places of their own. So the menu is just great. Monty's talking about the 4 group homes, so that has been our last endeavor, is to replace the homes that we leased, because the landlords really had made the statement that those homes were depreciated out, and it was time for us to move on. So we've been actually working on the homes that Monty's described for the last 8 years, trying to put those 4 homes together. And we'll love to tell you more about that, but I'll let you get in here for a moment if you've got any questions.
Without trying to come across as insensitive, I guess, what type of disabilities are you guys taking care of and helping and assisting out there?
Well, it's people with intellectual disabilities, and the people may have very few and not very recognizable disabilities, and then we have some people who are very dependent on wheelchair supports and supports of multiple staff. So we've got a variety. But the criteria is that they have an intellectual disability.
And Monty, without getting too much into your situation, you work in oil and gas, and that is a industry that you really have to go by their timeline. You can't really make your own timeline. And I know that raising a child with a disability is a daunting task. That's a full-time job. And so you essentially, if you're working and raising a child with a disability, you've got 2, 3, 4 full-time jobs going on there. The narrative across the state of North Dakota, at least that I've heard, is that most of these social services are on the eastern side of the state, and there's not much out there on the western side of the state. Talk to me a little bit about how this program has helped you balance your life and then also the services out there that you're receiving.
Oh, definitely. What you talk about there is something that's always been in the forefront of my mind. Over the last few years with the boom that's gone in the oil field, we saw a lot of talk about the housing crisis for workers, for just generally the whole population because of the influx of people. But this is another segment of that problem that Mary and her organization there at Able have addressed. And, and certainly there needs to be more done. How many people that come into the oil field are in my position and have a person of special needs that has to make a decision, do I want to move from where I'm at to North Dakota? I have services where I'm at. Do they happen in North Dakota? But I will tell you this, that when I talk to people from other parts of the country, relatives, you name it, and I describe what Mary's organization there at Able has done for Sterling, they just their mouths just drop. They cannot believe the services that are provided. I can give examples of, I've called them and said, I'm working, I have a funeral of a relative of Sterling's. Is there any way you can take Sterling there to the funeral? I will meet you there. And they do it. They pick Sterling up. They bring along a care worker. It's an amazing service. And it's something that I think needs to be marketed and needs to be available so we can keep attracting qualified people who might be in that situation.
When I hear examples like that, it really brings it home to what social services are. So much of our life these days is defined by money and value. I mean, we're putting value on so many different things. I hear of this service, and I hear of how you're creating experiences for your child and for others, and you really can't put a value on that, can you, Mary?
Well, thank you, Jason, for recognizing it. That's true. It's pretty incredible stuff that we're doing, and we'd love to have more people want to join us and see this. We have we opened in the height of the boom. We sort of really went crazy, and I don't mean that in a bad way. We really took advantage of so many opportunities, and one of the other opportunities we did is opened a thrift center in Dickinson, and that thrift center has been a very attractive thing for the community. It allows people to go to work and to be really fully integrated in the community. So I love the fact that you talked about the experiences that people here have. I think that's our main goal, is to just get people very united and very much as a part of their families and a part of the community. And Monty talked about that with one of our group homes. I just want to add to that. The group homes that we just established, there are 4-6 people in each home. So there are 4 of them. There are 6 people in each home. And one of the things that concerned us about the previous homes was that everybody sort of had to live and share space really pretty much for their entire lives. We have some people, Jason, that have lived there. Abel started in 1984. I was there in 1985 as a staff person. And so I got to welcome people coming back from Grafton in 1985. And we still have people there that came in 85 and are still residing in these homes. So that's been, you know, 32 years or so, 32, 33 years. And so we know that when we did these new homes, we wanted to really get this right, because they're lifelong participants perhaps in these homes. So one of the changes we made that was sensitive to families was added a basement into the homes. And if you understand in North Dakota, maybe not when you, I know you're from Fargo area. In Fargo, it's a little hard sometimes to dig a basement because you're, water levels are so high. But in Dickinson, we've always met and talked with our builders, and they always say, if you're going to go down 4 feet already, you might as well continue to go down and have a basement. So Abel really did that. We took advantage of sloped land, and we built walkout basements. And the beauty of that is to be able to get people to places where they can be alone, and they can not have all the stimulation of 6 people in a home, and we can allow families to get together, and they could sit down and watch a football game. I know Monty likes to hang out with Sterling and watch football, and so we've got this area down there where really people can take advantage of more quiet and independent space, and that was so extremely important to us, because we know that they sometimes need the services in those group homes of 2 staff at one time or 3 staff at one time. That's really hard to accommodate if you're spread out within the community. So the beauty of these homes allows for that staffing to be there immediately, but the basements allow for them to spread out and be having a good quality of life somewhere else. So we're very excited about that feature.
How about you, Monty? How about, you know, we talked about the labeling and addressing a value, a monetary value on so many things in life. And I would imagine that this type of value for you goes well beyond anything that money can buy, and gives you ample time to really create a life for yourself and raise your child in a way that is best suited for him. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Oh, definitely. With Sterling being there, and me knowing one thing, he's safe and he's secure all the time, and yet if the opportunity affords itself that I can call them and even bring him here for a holiday. I live in Williston, he's in Dickinson, 100 and some miles apart, and I get down there a lot to see him, and I go in there, and as Mary alluded, you know, go and watch a game or something with him. That's priceless. And not only that, they accommodate other members of our family that come to visit. I've had my brothers and sisters, and likewise, I've also gone to family events so that Sterling is able to have his own life, but also be part of a bigger life, family, and all the experiences that the rest of the people are used to. And there's no amount of value you can put on that that's sufficient.
And Jason, just to add to that, I've been at the bar once in a while, not often, but there's Marshall, who is Sterling's brother, and Monty, and they're all hanging out at the bar together and having a great time. So the experiences are just as much as we can do anything that everybody else does, that's what we aim for.
That's
doing a great job with that.
And that's fantastic. I mean, to be able just have a normal, or at least bring some normalcy to, you know, your lives. I mean, because everybody's version of normal is different, but to hang out, maybe go out in public, that sort of thing, that's difficult for a lot of people. Heck, that's difficult for single fathers, let alone just people with raising children with disabilities. Monty, talk to me about how this organization has helped you continue your career in the oil and gas industry. I know you touched on it a little bit earlier, but with the Bakken out there and the geography involved, you know, you mentioned Williston, Dickinson. Sometimes that can be a three and a half hour drive depending on traffic. So talk to me about how this organization has really allowed you to pursue a career in the oil and gas industry.
Well, it's allowed, first of all and foremost, is for me to remain in North Dakota with no concern that my son is somehow disadvantaged. And there's just no price I can put on that. And it has also allowed me to travel, and their efforts that Abel puts into staying in communication with me, and likewise, so that at any point in time, if something happens, he needs a medication change, or he's had an event or something that I would be concerned about, they're always in contact with me, so I don't have to worry that somehow, because I'm his legal guardian as well, and I have to make a lot of those decisions, but I never worry that they're not going to make every effort in the world to get a hold of me, which frees me up to travel out of the state, back, even be out in the field day in and day out without those worries. It's an amazing benefit. And, you know, as I mentioned before, I think it's so important that type of benefit is even more available to people that might want to stay in, you know, because I'm sure there are others. I know there are others like myself that are already in North Dakota, and those that might consider coming here. It's a great service. And the things that they do for Sterling, you know, they've taken him on vacations, you know, that maybe I couldn't do because I'm tied down at work. They took him to the Black Hills one time and contacted me ahead of time, and I gave him addresses for family that lived in the Black Hills, and he visited with them on the trip. So, I mean, it's impossible to put a value on that service. It just, I don't know. It's one of the reasons I've stayed here myself. I mean, I get opportunities to travel worldwide in the business, but I know Sterling has got such a fantastic situation here that I've stayed here, and I do travel a lot, but I stayed rooted here in North Dakota because of that.
You know, and there's something to be said about that peace of mind that you have. I mean, like me, I'm a single father, and so there's often times where I've got to run to Bismarck, and I can't because I've got to pick up my kid from school and things like that, to where so much of my daily decisions are based on what my child. And so to have the support like that has got to very much create a peace of mind and just a fluidity of normalcy that I guess a lot of people take for granted, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, I'd like to let you guys go ahead and have the final word. Take whatever direction you want. If you think we need to hit something again, if you think there's something we missed, Mary, certainly plug your organization. We have a number of oil companies and oil service companies that listen to the program, and I know they've got money. And I know you guys, if you guys are a nonprofit, you're always looking for money, so make sure you mention that too. So go ahead, guys. The floor is yours.
Well, the point, that's a great point, Jason, and I really appreciate your comments about the value of this organization. We have been involved in 11 building projects over 6 years, so we really have, again, done a lot in 6 years to build the future and great happiness for people. It's been unbelievable. And what we are left with, however, we're able to do most of those with the exception of these four group homes. We are still in the fundraising process for those four that Monty's son is in. And we had a target goal of $2.5 million to do these extras as Monty's talked about. And we are now at, we have raised $2 million. So we're now needing to get that last $500,000 put together. So, yes, we still have a need. Two of the homes are filled, and two are going to be opening in May. We're hoping to get an open house so that the public can see these homes because they're pretty phenomenal. And but that's where we're at right now, Jason. So we'd love to get the word out to our friends in the oil industry and any industry that we've got that $500,000 left to put together. And we'd love you to come over and see them because this, as Monty said, one of the biggest things we tried to get done and why these are expensive is making sure those bathrooms are correct. And we spent a lot of time in that design phase so that our staff were safe and the people we support are safe. We have a bathtub right now that is about $15,000 just for this bathing system, but it raises, lowers, reclines, it does a lot of things. And I was excited to learn the other day that the first person to use this bathtub was another person that we support that doesn't even reside in the home. And he's unable to use a bathtub because of his inability to get in and out of this. And this is a walk-in tub. And it was the first time he's been in a tub for a long time and was so relaxed. It was amazing. So now I understand better the value of these tubs. So there's a lot of features here. The other feature that Monty hit on that I think is so important are the security systems. With the people that we support, we've run into a real creative company called Cerberus. I don't know if you've ever talked to Cerberus, Jason, but this is a very energized and dynamic company. And they actually are designing all kinds of features for us that we think are not available in the United States. So this home has things in it that are not available in the United States. And Cerberus has been one of those partners that just keeps creating solutions for us so that people can be safe and not everybody has to be restricted by some of the things that other people have to worry about. So we'd love to be able to show those features, but there's a price tag. And this is why we're out raising money.
And how can... Oh, go ahead, Monty.
I was just going to say, I'd like to reiterate some of the things, too, that Mary said about the facilities there. But also, when my son or any of the other clients go into these homes, it isn't like going into a place to disappear. They continue to train and educate, try to improve the life, the quality of life for them by, you know, arts and crafts and training, all sorts of things. And it's hard to put a value on that either. Wanted to throw that in there.
You bet.
In communication with me too, they even Skype with me. My son is able to get on a computer and Skype with me if I can't get to him. You know, we do that on a regular basis as well. Fantastic.
And Mary, you forgot to mention how people can donate money. So do you have a website? Do you have a capital campaign going? I guess talk to me about how people can donate.
Well, that's great. This is part of our capital campaign. We launched this last piece this year. So So we do have a website. It does have a donation button there. But, gosh, I'd love to come out and speak individually with people if they would like to hear more about it or come see what we're doing. I'm meeting with a group called Food Services America on Monday, and we'll take them around. And so I really think that for people to understand the value, certainly having Monty on the phone is great. We've had some of our other families on the out and talking about these homes. So we're just trying to get the word out, Jason, as best we can. But we'd love to sit down and talk to people. And so there is a donation button, but they can sure call me and start setting some things up. We're an energized company. We've got a great future ahead of us. So we could use the lovely support of people now and certainly into the future.
Years here in North Dakota working in the oil patch. We've donated through a number of oil field organizations to do a number of things, schools and public facilities. And this is another place that, you know, we need to look at donating to. Probably one that we haven't looked at as much as we should.
A fantastic partner for us are helping with financing. They've contributed a significant donation. We love our partner, Glenn Bronco, out of Bronco Brothers. He has also come through. His wife used to work at Able, so that's really been a lot of fun. Raymond Hecker has been a great donator. We have lots of people along the line that have helped us out. We have our employees who have stretched into their pockets, and they're about at $80,000 of this contribution. So we have really been able to touch a lot of people and have had some good success. So love to get that word out that there's been lots of help out there and lots of supporters.
And that was Mary Anderson, Executive Director from Able Incorporated, and Monty Bessler with Fraconator Consulting. To listen to this podcast or other podcasts, visit our website at www.thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for our weekly Crude Life newsletter. We're also on social media. Please check out our Facebook and Twitter pages, facebook.com/thecrudelife. And twitter.com/realcrudelife. And one last time, I'd like to take this moment to thank our sponsors for supporting the Crude Life Media Network, Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Go to coachingwithhatch.com for more information or send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll personally make sure that Eric Hatch gets your email. That's Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching, coachingwithhatch.com. Plus, MBI Energy Services. For more information about MBI, or to check out their latest job openings, visit their website, www.mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. And that's it for this episode. Till next time, be happy, and remember, sometimes life can just be crude. We'll see you next time, folks.
I've had my run, baby, I'm done. I've got to go.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.